Police Constable Bert Loxley made his way slowly past the locked gates of St. Thomas's Church, down Church Street, past Midworth Motors, taking his time as he did his nightly rounds. This walk through the village was a regular as clockwork duty, to make sure that everything was as peaceful and quiet as it should be, checking all the businesses properly shut up, windows closed, shutters down. Behind him now, he heard the church clock strike the half hour. He paused for a second and checked his pocket watch out of habit. Spot on. Right, now. The streets were empty. His shadow, the only movement under the gas lamps. Truth was, he'd hardly seen a soul tonight, though that wasn't surprising. A cold mist lingered in the damp November streets, and he could feel the chill even through his heavy uniform and Macintosh. As he turned back and went down the high street, his footsteps echoed on the pavement. Yes, peace and quiet. Though this night had not started that way. A call to the station about a few patrons down at the station inn, fueled by one too many, who might be heading into a proper fist fight, which would have been the most activity he had faced so far in the 2 weeks of his new posting to Midworth, save for a lone domestic problem that had ended with the couple blubbering in each other's arms, all suddenly forgiven. That is, Loxley knew, until the next row. Tonight, however, when he'd pitched up at the pub, the men involved had genuinely seemed to be on the edge of spilling out into the streets for a bare-knuckle battle. But, as it turned out, simply by his walking in the door, the men seemed to freeze, neither of them clearly fancying the idea of a night cooling off in jail. All Loxley had to do was ask, "Everything all right, gentlemen?" And the flushed faces had softened, glaring eyes lowered, and suddenly trouble had been averted. Loxley had considered taking their names, mostly as an added bit of encouragement to finish their beers and head home quietly. But with the grievances apparently fading, and the last round looming anyway, he didn't think it warranted taking matters further. He jotted a couple of names in his notebook, wished the publican a good night, and headed back up Station Road into town. Now, as Loxley turned to go down the high street, he looked in through the windows of the Green Man, which he'd been told was the most civilized of the town's watering holes. The landlord wiping down the pumps, just a couple of regulars finishing up at the bar, and a handful of others, coats on, last farewells, before dispersing to their homes. For a moment he stood there, just taking in the evening, the warm camaraderie of the townsfolk leaving the warm yellow light of the pub and heading to their cosy homes. Midworth. Such a tidy little town, Loxley thought, more like a village. And he wondered, being honest with himself, how long he would be satisfied with the sleepy ebb and flow of life here. Life in the Metropolitan Police in London would be much more to his taste. Plenty of crimes to deal with, and Loxley knew that the Met had to be exploring the very latest methods of solving all sorts of cases. But here, Sergeant Timms had been quick to inform the new constable on his first day at the station. "We do things the old-fashioned way, Loxley. Methods that stand the test of time." Except, Loxley guessed, Timms's methods probably didn't get tested on a regular basis. But the world was changing, growing more complex every day. People wanting different things, peacetime life not bringing everyone the peace or prosperity they had expected, or been promised by the politicians. And tonight, brisk, a chilly November night, as if winter was in rehearsal, Midworth remained sleepy and safe. Finally, crossing the square, past the town hall, and the bank, all secure to Hill Lane, Loxley scanned the quiet side streets, the nearby small shops shuttered, most homes now dark. Early to bed being very much an adage held close by many in this little town, even on a Saturday night. He'd soon be done, time to return to the station, where that, too, would quickly go dark. Any rare late-night summons would be directed to Timms at home, who would, for any significant matter, come and roust Loxley from the single room that he rented above the gentleman's outfitters.